The Environment Minister says this year's budget showcases the government's environmental credentials. But environment groups say the budget has neglected renewable energy at a critical point. Sarah White has more.
We kids shouldn't have to do this. I wish that the adults would take their responsibility and do this instead. But since no one's doing anything, we have to.
School students across the country have been skipping school to demand change to politicians' approach to the environment.
Surf with dolphins. The bight is one of the last untouched frontiers, one of the last unspoiled marine environments, and it should stay that way.
Environmentalists assessing last night's federal budget say the children's demands have been ignored. Kelly O'Shaughnessy is the Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Conservation Foundation.
It's a really bad budget for climate change, one of the biggest challenges facing Australians, facing humanity, and there's more money in the budget to actually fund climate pollution than there is to fix climate pollution, which is taking our country in the wrong direction.
According to the budget, the government will invest $3.5 billion in a new climate solutions package, including a $2 billion climate solutions fund, a rebranding of Tony Abbott's direct action policies. That money is designed to support projects in regional areas and help reduce emissions by an anticipated 103 million tonnes by 2030. In a statement to the world today, the Environment Minister, Melissa Price, says it's Australia's biggest ever direct investment in emissions reduction. But Kelly O'Shaughnessy is sceptical.
Well, the government have put $2 billion into the Emissions Reduction Fund, now renamed the Climate Solutions Fund, but they're only spending 10% of that money over the next 4 years, so most of that money will be spent over 15 years. So that means we won't be doing much as a country over the next 4 years to reduce climate pollution in this country, and the next few years actually is what matters most to address climate change. We know that we're experiencing the damage caused by climate change now, heat waves and terrible droughts, and we're seeing the loss of the Great Barrier Reef right before our eyes. So we need to get on board with what the rest of the world is doing and reduce pollution levels as fast and as fairly as we can. But unfortunately, this budget is focused on increasing pollution levels.
Why do you say that?
Because for every dollar that the government is spending on climate action to reduce pollution, they're spending $4.36 cents in this budget to actually subsidise pollution, things like subsidising the use of diesel by big mining companies and coal companies. There's actually $1.5 billion in the budget that will be spent next year given to big coal mining companies to subsidise their fuel use.
The government has also invested $3.9 million to better respond to natural disasters in Australia with the creation of new drought resilience and emergency response funds. Despite this, Greens leader Richard Di Natale gave the budget an F for fail on climate change.
We're facing an existential threat, and the government can't even bring themselves to commit anything when it comes to tackling the climate challenge.
He says the investment in renewable energy is not enough.
We need to spend billions to modernise our grid to take advantage of the huge renewable energy resources. They're throwing a few million bucks at it. Now, this is a huge failure from the government. There is no plan, no vision. There is nothing to set us up to deal with the challenges of the 21st century. It's an insult to all of those people who understand just how critical our climate challenge is.
The World Today also invited the Environment Minister, Melissa Price, for an interview, but she was unavailable.
Sarah White reporting.